This recording is to be used in conjunction with recording 4. The purpose of recording 4 is to help you mentally rehearse how to react effectively when your partner expresses a complaint or criticism. But sometimes partners go beyond criticizing and they start putting their mates down, calling them derogatory names, hitting below the belt, taking cheap shots, communicating a condescending attitude or a tone of disgust. This recording will help you mentally rehearse the skills you can use to get your partner to become more respectful. Sometimes when you use these skills, it'll happen right away. Other times, it'll happen over the course of a few different interactions. But one way or the other, you'll end up with a partner who treats you with more respect. Imagine yourself in a future situation where it seems likely that your partner is going to be angry and may start putting you down. Think of a particular thing that he might be angry about, and imagine what his disrespectful words might be, and what the expression on his face might look like. As you picture this, take a big inhale, and as you exhale, completely relax your body. Quietly say to yourself, "There's no need to panic. I know what to do." Then picture yourself beginning with a simple request. "Don't. I'm listening." Notice that there are two parts to this simple statement. A request, or actually it's more of a plea, "Don't." And an assurance, "I'm listening." When people feel defensive, they almost never think to put these two things together. But it can be amazingly effective. Chances are good that if you can relax and do this when you need to, your partner will become less harsh. When this happens, you'll need to use the skills you rehearsed using recording 4. But you should also be prepared for your partner to continue putting you down. Imagine this happening. In your mind, hear the words he might say and see his expression. As you do this, again, relax your body and slow your breathing. Picture yourself interrupting him and repeating your request, this time with a little more emphasis. Say something like, "Hey, I can't listen to you when you talk to me this way. Obviously you're upset and I probably need to hear what you have to say. Don't make it hard for me to listen." Chances are good that if your first request didn't work, this one will. The problem is that doing these things is not necessarily easy. If you're like most people, when you suddenly feel put down, your instincts will take over, and if you don't have an effective response literally wired into your brain, you won't be able to create it on the spot. So take a minute right now. Pause the recording. Back up and memorize each of these simple statements, or come up with similar ones in your own language. Take the time to picture yourself in that situation where your partner is putting you down, and then practice relaxing your body, slowing your breathing, and saying these statements out loud. Do this over and over again until it feels natural to you and you can make these statements from memory. The odds are good that making one or both of these statements will be all that you need. But I want you to be prepared for all possibilities. So for the moment, let's assume the worst. Imagine yourself making these two statements and then picture your partner still not changing. Then picture yourself saying something like, "You know what? I need a break." And then imagine yourself walking away from your partner. And as you're imagining all of this, continue to relax your body, taking big inhales and long, slow-release exhales. When you begin to walk away, there are a couple of things that might happen. Let's anticipate each of them and practice your response. First, picture your partner getting mad that you're walking away and following you angrily, refusing to let you go. Imagine yourself responding by turning to him and telling him you will talk if he can talk to you differently, but you're not going to stay in a conversation where you're feeling put down. At this point, he may do one of two things. first realizing that you're about to walk away, he might actually change his attitude for the first time and simply start talking to you about what's bothering him. Picture this in your mind, and as you do it, relax your body. Take a big inhale and let the air out slowly, and picture yourself accepting this change, hitting the reset button, and simply listening to his complaint with an open mind, using the skills you rehearsed in recording 4. But let's say he doesn't become more respectful. Picture him instead continuing to follow you and trying to prevent you from walking away. Here you would need to do whatever you can to get away, short of physically or verbally attacking him. If he pushes it this far, you're going to need to have a conversation with him later where you let him know that you can't continue your relationship normally unless he agrees that it's never okay to prevent you from getting some space when you need it. The skills you can use for this are described in Chapter 5 in the section called When Your Partner Commits an Obvious Offense. But now let's picture you getting away. In fact, I'm going to assume that you're in this spot right now, and that's why you're listening to this recording. There's a pause in the action, and you're trying to regroup. Now your main task is to try to avoid making a big deal in your own mind of the fact that you had to walk away. Try to take the attitude that it doesn't have to be an awful thing. Begin letting go of your frustration or anger by letting go of physical tension. Sit down or lay down and release any tightness you may have in any part of your body. Take a big inhale and then a long, slow release exhale. Say to yourself, okay, he crossed the line. I gave him a chance to stop it and he didn't. But I think I got my point across. If I can stay on track here, the odds are that he won't do this as much in the future. I suggest that you pause the recording and do this relaxing, breathing, and letting go of frustration process for 2 or 3 minutes. Then get involved in a project or activity that requires your full attention for a while. Take your mind completely off the situation and see if you can get to a place inside where you're feeling okay. Once you do these things, come back and listen to the rest of this recording. It'll help you mentally rehearse the remaining skills that you'll need. I suggest that you pause the recording and do this relaxing, breathing, and letting go of frustration process for 2 or 3 minutes. Then get involved in a project or activity that requires your full attention for a while. Take your mind completely off the situation and see if you can get to a place inside where you're feeling okay. Once you do these things, come back and listen to the rest of the recording. It'll help you mentally rehearse the remaining skills that you'll need. So at this point, I'm assuming that you have been able to get your mind off of what happened between you and your partner for a while, and you're feeling okay and reasonably relaxed. So imagine yourself approaching your partner sometime soon and letting him know that you're still interested in understanding what he was upset about. Picture yourself coming into this conversation completely relaxed, without a chip on your shoulder. So there you are. You're not demanding an apology. You aren't trying to get him to see how awful he was in the previous discussion. You're just hitting the reset button and letting him know that you care about the fact that something was bothering him and you want to understand it. You're listening with an open mind, but you're also ready to use the same sequence of skills again if he starts putting you down. If you're able to do these things, chances are good that your partner will be more respectful in this conversation. But let's prepare for a couple of other things that could happen. First, picture your partner venting anger about the fact that you walked away from him and he was expressing his feelings to you the first time. Imagine yourself responding to him by saying, "I don't know what to tell you. I couldn't feel okay about the way you were talking to me. But that was then and this is now. I do care about the fact that something was bothering you, And I bet it'll go better if we try and talk about it now. This might help him shift gears, and he might begin talking about his complaint without putting you down for the first time. But just for the sake of being prepared for all possibilities, let's imagine your partner continuing to press the issue, insisting that there wasn't anything wrong with the way he was talking to you and that you need to apologize for walking away. As you imagine this, relax your body and picture yourself responding by briefly pointing out some of the concrete things that made you feel put down, like any name-calling that might have happened or below-the-belt jabs. Imagine him debating with you about whether he was putting you down or not, or imagine him justifying his actions. Picture yourself responding by saying, "Look, I don't want to get into a debate about what happened. We're going to just end up arguing about how we were arguing. What I'm thinking is we should just try and resolve the thing that was upsetting you in the first place. I bet we can steer clear of trouble this time if we both try and relax and just talk about it. Can we do that?" There's another variation you need to be prepared for. There may be no clearly identifiable derogatory words or phrases that led you to decide to walk away. What bothered you was his condescending attitude or his tone of disgust. Imagine that this is the case, and picture yourself saying something like, "Okay, I don't know for sure if it was you or me, but I was feeling put down, and I can't stay in a conversation if I feel that way. But that was then, and this is now. Do you want to try and explain again?" For the sake of argument, imagine that he continues to insist that you apologize and there was nothing he did that justified you walking away. Imagine yourself responding by saying something like, "I don't think that either of us is exactly in a position to be unbiased about what happened back there, and we could argue about it all night. I'm willing to let it go and try and talk about the thing that got you upset in the first place. Do you want to do that or not?" If your partner continues to blame you, you'll need to walk away again. But this probably won't happen if you're able to do the things I've described. So let's imagine that he does begin to talk again about the thing that he was upset about in the first place. Here, you would be responding using the skills summarized in recording 4. If he started putting you down again, you would do the things you rehearsed in this recording again. But this probably wouldn't be needed. Your partner would probably be more respectful in the second conversation. If for some reason he didn't become more respectful during a second conversation, you might repeat the same process a third time. If he still continued to put you down, there's one final skill you may need to consider: refusing to continue business as usual. This skill is described in chapters 2 and 5. If you come into a situation where you think that you do need to implement this skill, I would hope you would do it in consultation with a therapist. But the odds are very good that you wouldn't need to do this. The openness and flexibility skills, along with the standing up skills summarized in this recording, would likely be enough to elicit more respect from him.